Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to this celebration. We begin this Mass always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, to prepare ourselves to celebrate this sacred mysteries, we turn to our God with sincere hearts and humble words, and we ask for forgiveness for the times that we fail our God, when we fail to see the face of Jesus in others. Have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Sirach. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. so do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. The fruit of a tree shows the character it's had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, when this, which is corruptible, clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this, which is mortal, clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
As some of you know, the priests of the diocese were on retreat last week, Tuesday all the way through Friday. It was a beautiful retreat. Can you see that I am more holy? In the gospel today, Jesus speaks to us in parables, storias, stories. Most likely, if Jesus would walk in our midst to tell us a story, he would most likely walk down the aisle just to get close to you and to get an eye contact with you. He was talking to his disciples, the teacher, Jesus, talking to his students. and teaching them through stories, parables. You know, this morning, I woke up at 5 in the morning. I usually get up at 5. I'm an early riser, and I also love to stay up late at night till 12. I jumped out of bed. It was 5 o'clock. And as I was walking, I began to limp. Ay, me Dios, ¿qué pasa? What's happening to my hip? I got a new hip. It's not supposed to hurt. And I was limping. Then I got here in the morning, and the deacon Mando was here. He said, Father, it's going to get cold tomorrow. Oh, now I know why I was limping. I just told you a story. A little parable. And all of you were listening. Some of you were smiling. That's why Jesus spoke in parables, in stories, so that they could listen and understand. They were simple. It's a simple story. How can a blind man, a man that is blind, lead another blind man? They're both going to fall into the pit. The student does not know more than the teacher, than the master. But once he takes the whole course, he has learned. You know, yes, at retreat, Father Pete came to me one day, one afternoon. He said, Father Jose, what are you doing Saturday afternoon? I said, ooh, that means more work. When Father Pete comes to you, that means more work. And I said, what do you mean? He said, can you help me with the 5 evening mass? And I said, well, let me look at my schedule. And I had this book with me. My schedule is here. So let me look, and I was free. So I couldn't say no to him. But you got to remember, those of you who know me well, I do not like to drive. So I headed out to Alice. It's about 40 minutes or 45 minutes from here, but I left 2 hours early, just to make sure I found the place, and I wanted to get there. It was daylight, it was easy, I found the place, and I knew Mass was over by 6, and I wanted to leave at 6, because it was still daylight. I'm afraid to drive in the dark. Well, I didn't leave at 6. I left more like 8 o'clock, and it was dark. And it was so hazy, and I could barely see. And I'm not a good driver. When I got to Robstown, 44, there's a little construction there, I got lost. Found my way again to Corpus. Decided to get off Agnes. I got lost again. Here. But I remember when I was driving, you could barely see. I was talking to God, and I said, you know, God, if you're ready for me, I am. You know where I came from. Just came from celebrating the Mass and talking about you. I'm just telling you another story. And you're going to remember the story. That's why Jesus spoke in parables. So that his disciples could listen and understand. And what he was telling them, children, before you teach, you have to examine yourself. If you have a beam in your eye, how can you take the splendor from your brother and your sister? First, get rid of the beam. That's why in the beginning of the Mass, we examine ourselves. Get the beam off. And we cried out, forgive us, Father. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I remember when I was young, my mother would sit us on the floor. My mother couldn't read, but she could tell stories. She was making them up, but she would tell us stories. They were beautiful stories. Jesus told stories.
teacher so that his students could listen. Listen to the stories of God. If you want to see, do you want to see? Let Jesus touch your eyes so that you can see. To take the beams, the rocks that we have that cause us to be blind. You want to love? Let Jesus touch your heart. That's why we're here. That's what I told the people at St. Joseph. That's why we're here. To be touched by him, by the teacher. To see. To be able to say good words, good stories to come out of our mouth. To be good trees. To bear good fruit. That can only happen when we're touched by him. Jesus, the teacher, tells us, St. Paul, in the second reading. We come to Mass like the disciples, to hear the story of Jesus.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, but with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We believe that the Lord is attentive to our prayers. Let us pray now for the needs of our brothers and sisters.
For the church, that we may have the courage and integrity to move the wooden beams that lead to sin and hypocrisy and impede our ability to teach and preach the good news, we pray to the Lord. For people who live in areas of the world threatened by rising ocean levels, especially those without the means to relocate, we pray to the Lord. For trees and plants and all living things that grow on the earth, that they may be healthy and bear fruit in due time, we pray to the Lord. Especially for those who have had to endure undue criticisms, insults, and disparagement, that they may be comforted, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. We pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph H. Miller, Frank Garza Jr., Jesse and Edward Black, Raul Lopez, and Katie Marsh, we pray to the Lord. Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
God of goodness, God of light, teach us your wisdom as you lead us on the path of holiness. Grant this in all our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who provide gifts to be offered in your name and count our oblation as signs of our desires to serve you with devotion, we ask of your mercy that what you grant us as a source of merit may also help us to attain merit's reward through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. You laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so with angels we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. And Jesus taught his apostles how to pray. And they said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with you.
Behold, The Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.